This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Governor Chris Sununu comes from one of New Hampshire's most prominent political families. His father, John H. Sununu, served as governor and later as chief of staff for former President George H.W. Bush. His brother, John E. Sununu, served as a U.S. congressman and senator. In the latest episode of Outside In, a podcast about the outdoors, NHPR's Annie Ropeek and Sam Evans-Brown track the Republican Party's views on climate change over the years through the lens of this one political family. The episode is called The Family Business, and you should definitely listen to it. But Annie and Sam are here with me now to talk about the reporting that went into this. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, Sam, what made you want to do an episode about the Sununus and climate change?
Yeah, so it really dates back to a New York Times Magazine article that came out back in August, and it centered on the decade of the 1980s and the fizzling of the first international climate talks in that decade. And really what the reporting showed in that article was that John H. Sununu, so the father of Chris Sununu, our governor, was the primary political actor that led to the fizzling of those talks.
So is it possible, Annie, for you to summarize the ways in which the Sununu family's views on climate change have evolved? Have they evolved or have they been consistent throughout the years?
Oh, that's really interesting you phrase it that way. I would say that they have a consistent sort of basis, but they've been expressed in different ways. And what we found is that each Sununu through their, you know, the party politics of their day and kind of the era of climate science and public opinion that we were in sort of handled those views in their political office in different ways. So John H. was very much, you know, a hardliner on this. He did not believe that this was something the U.S. should be spending tons of money on. John E. Sununu kind of had to toe a different party line and give the appearance or at least take some action on climate change that ultimately still fizzled in his day. And then today, you know, Chris Sununu, our current governor, has had to deal with this in sort of a purple state where the general public consensus is in favor of climate action, but he's also still speaking to a base that opposes that. And so he's had to kind of hedge on these issues a little bit more. But ultimately, it all has the same effect, which is to sort of act at a slow pace on climate change. And then, of course, there's Michael Sununu, who's the brother who hasn't held public office that we talk about, who is essentially a self-identifying climate change denier and talks about the science a lot more and you know, he's kind of a blunt interpretation of his father's politics.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like what you're saying is that the Sununu family has over the decades been more or less representative of what the party feels about climate change overall.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Sam, as you mentioned in the episode, you know, Democrats are kind of having a moment with respect to climate change heading into the 2020 New Hampshire primary. What about Republicans?
Well, it's funny that you say that. The 2 days before we published the episode, Lamar Alexander actually came out with his own, conservative take on what climate action legislation would look like.
Lamar Alexander, Republican senator.
Yeah, indeed, and he called it a new Manhattan Project for clean energy, and it's basically a very aggressive, essentially a doubling of research and development dollars put towards coming up with energy breakthroughs. And so I think that we've seen public opinion on climate change shift towards very recently and very abruptly. There are a lot more people who are suddenly concerned about it as an issue, and I think you're seeing Democrats respond to that and Republicans respond in kind.
NHPR Sam Evans-Brown and Annie Ropeek, thank you very much for speaking with me. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The episode of Outside In is called The Family Business, and you can get that wherever you get your podcasts or at outsideinradio.org. And you can hear more of Annie's reporting on Governor Chris Sununu's solar power priorities tomorrow on Morning Edition.